A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So there was a post on Reddit recently about sleepovers. The question was there a backlash against sleepovers? You know, were they becoming a thing of the past? And quite a number of parents said that they won't let their kids sleep over at other people's homes. And then others said, well, only with people we really, really know. I've kind of divided whether sleepovers are still a thing. And we're heading into the weekend now where people will have sleepovers or will be asked if so-and-so can come for a sleepover, if I can go for a sleepover. So if this runs into tomorrow, well and good. Now, Dr. Mally Coyne has been on the show before. She's a clinical psychologist and the author of a book called Love In, Love Out. She's also a mother of two. Dr. Coyne, sleepovers seem to be on the decline. And if they are, why are they? Good morning.
Good morning. I can see why parents are reluctant to allow their kids to go on a sleepover because of all the dangers, I suppose, that we see around us. You know, we're constantly fed negative news and information, and we're more worried than ever about our children's safety. So I think it's completely natural to be very wary before you allow your child to actually go on a sleepover. But there's ways of kind of managing that worry if you think it's a good idea as a parent.
One situation that's common enough is that two little girls or two boys are great friends in school, but you've no idea really who their parents are other than their first names. Not a sleepover situation.
No, and I think, you know, like, I think slowly but surely it goes, you know, like to go straight from, you know, this is a new friend or a friend that they hang around with in school to going to a sleepover situation, it's a very different thing, you know. I think having, you know, the child over or, you know, your child going to their house or vice versa needs to happen a number of times before anything like that would happen, a sleepover. Do you know? And every child is different, and you're also talking about different ages. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who's in the other person's house, really. Who are they? So I think it's important to be really familiar with the other parent before you consider a sleepover, and that you'd have many kind of play dates or, you know, that kind of thing before it happens.
You have yourself famously, because it's been quoted right, left and center, you've described sleepovers as heaven for kids and hell for parents.
I think I've been misquoted a bit. I said it can be considered.
Yeah.
You know, it is heaven for kids, for sure. I mean, I asked my own 10 and 12-year-old about why do you like sleepovers, which they haven't had many of them, to be honest. Compared to me, when I was like 9 or 10, I was going to my friend's house every week, you know. But my kids said you get to do things you normally wouldn't be allowed to do, stay up late, eat more sweets, more time with friends. Nice to be in a new house, like say if they're in a house with a dog, because we don't have a dog at the moment, or whatever it is. But so it is, it can be heavenly. Like over Easter, we had our 10-year-old had two friends over, and it was just the most lovely thing to hear them giggle together. The three of them slept in a room together. I know their parents. I had strict kind of rules around it. I said, look, you're definitely going to be asleep by 12, and we're going to, and they were on holidays. So, you know, like very slowly but surely got them ready. But I suppose it can be hellish for parents, because I suppose it's a lot of work, and you know your children, it's going to be loud. They made this sweet salad. I'm not sure if you've heard, where they like mixed Pringles, you know, sour cream and onion Pringles with all of their jellies, which made all their jellies taste of sour cream and onion, which was fairly disgusting. But they just had so much fun. And like for me, it's not that I'd be doing it every week, but if I have the energy and I'm able to do it, I want to give my kids those memories. But that's not for everyone. And so therefore I'd rather it in my house in a way, because at least I have control over bedtimes and sweets and phones and all of that kind of caper.
Come back there a second to what you said to me. I noticed you said your own children have far fewer sleepovers. Maybe I'm interpreting this correctly. Your own children have far fewer sleepovers than you did at their age. Why is that?
Back in my day, I was probably going to the same two girls over and over again. Do you know, it wasn't like I was going to loads of different people's houses. It was just the same two over and over again. But I do think generally, if you were to test or kind of measure, are people allowing kids on sleepovers as much as before? I would say far less than before, because of the dangers that are around us. And I would be concerned about my child going and staying at somebody's house, not just for kind of child protection issues. Obviously, you have to think of that. But also in terms of, you know, what if they get anxious at 2 a.m? And that happened recently. My 12-year-old went on a sleepover now with 5 other kids, which I was really not sure about because I just thought, God, how are they going to get to sleep? 6 girls in a room. And one of the girls bottled it at 2 a.m. and her mother had to come and collect her from about an hour away. But it meant all the girls didn't sleep until 3 or 4 a.m. But do you know, again, that wasn't ideal, but I think there's ways and means around that. Like with my daughters, I would say to them, look, if, you know, and they don't go very often, but if you bottle it or you're not feeling great, just tell the other mom that you have a stomach ache and you want to come home. But I would be very much like, you can ring me at any time. And if the child is coming to stay in my house, and we've only had 2 kids come and stay in our house, like say up to 2, not more than 2 in a go. But I would always say to them, look, this is my bedroom. Come to me day or night. And there have been times, say, where my husband, you know, he's away for the night. And that's the night I'll more likely have kids to come sleep over, because I'm also very conscious of child protection and of what, you know, you just have to be careful of situations where, you know, you could be accused of things. So you just have to be careful nowadays. So just be smart around it and make sure that your children feel safe around it. But I do think it can be a lovely thing. So I can't say it is pure hell, because to hear your kids laughing and having the crack with their friend is just the loveliest thing.
It is. You will be exhausted the next day, and quite probably they will be too, but it has been so much fun. What about screens and devices, Mally? Do you let them into the room with screens? What do you do?
I think up until a certain time. And so it's kind of like, right, you know, depending on the age, but say the 10-year-old, I'd say, look, you can be looking at your whatever videos you're watching or making your videos until 11 or whatever, you know, and then that's it. I'm taking, you know, they're going to be taken out of your room. And then my 12-year-old recently went on a sleepover with her really good friend, and her mother actually contacted me and said, I'm going to take their screens away at midnight. Is that okay? And of course, my daughter was like, no, mom, I don't want her to take the screen away, because then, you know, my phone, because then I won't be able to contact you in the middle of the night. And I was like, look, that was her way of keeping the phone. And I was like, no, sorry. Like, if you have a problem in the middle of the night, just go to her mom. We've agreed that she's taken away your screens at midnight. And actually that enabled them then to properly go to sleep, do you know? So I think there needs to be rules around sweets, around bedtime, sleep time. You know, I'm nice mommy up until a certain point. And I also would say to the kids, you're much more likely to come back again for a sleepover if you follow my rules, because yeah. otherwise I'm going to have to tell your mom that you didn't go to sleep and then you won't be able to come back, you know?
Can we address, because you brought it up, and I was going to anyway, the difficult area of safety. And yeah. this is a very dangerous world in 2024. We have to protect our yeah. children, yet we have to let them make friends, and we have to let them do things. How do you equip your 12-year-old or your 10-year-old to go to somebody else's house and to learn to spot the danger signs?
This is not just something that you suddenly start to do before the sleepover, you know, before you plan a sleepover. This is something you do with your kids from the moment they're born, I would arguably say, in terms of learning to trust there. It's hard to develop your gut instinct, but even having conversations with them about their body and about, you know, consent and about, you know, you don't have to hug that granny or the who or that person if you don't want to. Feeling when you feel uncomfortable, you know, the alarm that rings to let us know that something is not quite feeling right. And I think that's really important to kind of be talking to children about those things from a very early age. And like my kids would know, we have had chats about the big bad, you know, it's the stranger. I have told them that most of these situations actually happen with people you know. Like that, people think that that's not the case, but it is the case. It happens between cousins. It happens in families. Like I have seen it. I have seen it all. I have worked with every single situation. And you just have to be vigilant about your children at all times. And in fact, a lot of these things can happen in your own home without you knowing. So these are the things we just need to talk to our children about. And it's not necessarily going to be the stranger down the road. We just need to be having these conversations about safety, keeping ourselves safe, and how they would deal with the situation if they felt unsafe. You know, I've told my kids, you don't have to talk to that woman or the man in the street who approaches you and makes you feel uncomfortable. Like, you know, you don't have to be polite with people. You can just get the hell out of Dodge. You know, you don't have to be, you know.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. I sat in the courtrooms of Cork, Dr. Coyne, for enough years to know that things happen and that there's no, you can't forget your stranger danger. It's somebody that they know. I saw that yeah. in enough courtrooms to know that. And we don't want to frighten young parents, but we have, there's a reality check to be had here. Sleepovers are wonderful for the kids. They're fun for the parents, but they can be potentially dangerous, and we need to be aware of that.
Yeah, and like, you know, a compromise you can also make with your child is what's called a sleep under. Okay. And they're doing this now for like, so basically like where your child goes to that house maybe until 10 or 11 at night. They do the whole pajama thing. They do the whole eating pizza and watching a movie, but then you go and collect them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of, again, I'd really stress that you'd want to know the other parents and know who's going to be in the house and just get a fair old idea of what the arrangement is before you allow for that to happen.
Yeah. Isn't that really the kernel of all of this? That when you as a parent are arranging a sleepover for your children, you've almost got to know the other parent as well as they know their little pal.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. But unfortunately, that's sometimes not the case. Say, like, yeah. my daughter's about to go into secondary school, and I know she's going to meet people, and I won't be meeting those parents at the school gate anymore. So how do I then, you know, how does, you know, I'm waiting to see how that all kind of pans out. But it's about developing that open relationship with your child where they can literally tell you anything, and that you talk to them, that it's not just sexual education taking place at school, that you're talking to them as well about the stuff that they're looking at on their screens, the you know, pornography, the all of it. It's kind of, and I know it's really hard for parents to do that with kids, but that is going to protect them at the end of the day. And even talking to them about situations that may have made you feel uncomfortable and how you dealt with that.
Isn't it our job, lastly, Dr. Coyne, as parents, isn't it our job that our children know there is nothing you can't bring home?
100%. It absolutely is. Trust your gut instinct as a parent as well about what you're comfortable with, and just see how it goes, you know?
As always, I've enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you so much, PJ.
Dr. Mally Coyne.
Cork's 96 FM.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.